This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. Last weekend, some residents in Albuquerque's Vecinos del Bosque showed up to protest a new development. The co-housing project would put 27 new houses between the historic neighborhood and the Rio Grande. KUNM's Bryce Dix was there.
It's a chilly night deep in the South Valley, right along the Albuquerque city limits. A group of people dressed in heavy coats gather on a street corner and wave flashlights on their signs for cars passing by. One reads, "Plant trees, not condominiums."
We're here to try and save our environment.
Evelyn Fernandez says she wants to spread awareness about the harm the co-housing ABQ project can do. She's a retired educator and has taught at many nearby schools.
The gentrification that has happened in the South Valley is just starting, and this is going to ignite the ability for developers to continue to gentrify our old Atrisco heritage, Armijo heritage, Los Padillas heritage.
Fernandez says she's also concerned about property taxes going up and points to gentrification happening in Santa Fe. Charlotte Walters has lived here for over 25 years. She's a retired librarian from the University of New Mexico, and she's worried about the special permission county commissioners gave the housing project.
It is the toehold for developers to start putting two- and three-story condos along the Bosque. This is primo deluxe property. We believe it's doing environmental and cultural damage to our community.
Members of the co-housing project were huddled around fires nearby, making luminarias. And yes, for you in Santa Fe, farolitos. Marlies Matodi says they're trying to do as little harm to the environment as possible. She's a project manager for co-housing ABQ, and she also plans to move into one of the houses with her family.
What we are trying to do is to make an integrative approach. We are clustering our homes together, and we're making them a small footprint so that we have a lot of open space and also agricultural land left over.
Matodi says co-housing is nothing new or radical.
It's really going back to the roots of how people evolved in small tribes living together, supporting each other. Co-housing is really about getting that village back together.
Jim Brown and his wife bought into the project. He says he's always been into the idea of co-housing.
I love community. I love to be around people that think like I do. And these people certainly do.
And he says he spent a lot of time talking to neighbors.
They understand that our project will make a nice buffer between their neighborhood and the Bosque, so it'll maybe cut down on homeless people coming into their neighborhood.
This co-housing project might not cause an increase in property taxes overnight, but according to local researchers, a condominium here and a coffee shop there could have a long-term impact. Albert Sanchez is concerned the nature of this place his ancestors once called home will be destroyed as these new developments move in.
My family's lived here for generations.
How many generations, Al?
Almost a couple of centuries.
As Sanchez chats with other protesters, he says this project doesn't benefit the community with roots here.
They want to get the luxuries of living next to the Bosque, but they're not going to integrate their kids in our public schools. It'll probably be secluded. They're not going to allow anybody to come in.
He says it's just another example of people moving in and not contributing.
It's okay.
It's
just
okay.
Tumbleweeds
and
glass.
Yes,
this is a good thing for the neighborhood.
People driving by the protests were weighing in, including Priscilla and Valentine Seiss, who sold the land to co-housing ABQ.
We still have 3 acres right next to it, and that's why we're in for it. You know, we need the kids in the area. There's no children around here that can play with my granddaughter. I mean, this would be really great for the community, for the schools, for everybody concerned.
Opponents of the co-housing project have filed an appeal with the county commission to undo their approval and halt the project. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.